how does our need to exercise change as we get older?
Oh, well, I guess it doesn't in a way. We have to keep moving. If we don't keep moving, we die. And so physical activity is essential for someone who is in their 80s and their 90s, as it is for someone who is just been born and just learning to walk and move around.
So do the kinds of exercise we need to do change, or do they stay basically the same as well?
Yeah, that's a good question as well. I think what we recommend for someone who is in their twilight years is certainly going to be different and generally speaking a little bit less taxing or difficult than someone who's much younger. But I think, the idea that we want people to do aerobic activity is going to improve their cardiovascular fitness, but we also want them to do activity that's going to improve their muscular fitness, as well as activity that will also improve their flexibility. So this is really important for people of all ages.
And so perhaps for older people who maybe haven't exercised in a while, or, just anyone in general who hasn't exercised for a while, how can we find the motivation to get started and stick to it?
That's a very good question. Most people who start a sort of a structured exercise program drop out within the first 6 months. So that's really quite clear. So finding ways to create habits that are sustainable is clearly the question and the challenge that everyone has. So finding something that you enjoy is a really kind of important thing to do. And now people obviously enjoy different types of activity, and that's great. So being aware that there are different things. But it's one piece of information or tip that I would probably give to everyone is the importance of social support. Planning activities with your friends or family, things that you can do with someone else. Because when you have someone that you're accountable to, and someone that you're, whether that's meeting them for a swim or going to the gym or the park with them, that extra support that you get from commitment with doing something else is in my opinion, perhaps the most important.
And so, David, in urban areas, I guess, some people can find it difficult to find places to go for a nice jog or a bike ride or for cardio. Not everyone can keep a bunch of weights around the apartment. Is buying a gym membership the only option, or are there other options out there for people?
Absolutely not at all. And it's interesting that you bring that up, Tessa, because one of the projects that we have just about to kick off at the University of Newcastle is looking at use of outdoor parks and also building in some resistance training into the natural environment they're out there. Now, even if you are in an urban environment, there will be parks available. So most time, certainly in the Australian context, you can really be outside for 98% of the year. There's only going to be a handful of days that are really too hot or too cold for most of the day that you can't get out and be active outdoors. So owning a membership to a gym, and not everyone wants to go and be in a gym for a lot of different reasons. So we really encourage people to look at the environment they live in, and it might be they want to go for a walk or a run, then include some activity to improve muscular fitness, maybe some push-ups, some squats, some body weight exercise, or using a bench to do some dips. We're working on developing a smartphone app that actually allows people to do this in their natural environment and get away from the idea that you have to be in a gym to get a fitness improvement.